Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Tethered Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, October 29th. We're starting off the week. Beans are down 6 cents. Corn is about a half cent lower at the moment. Wheat's about steady. We did sell one cargo of wheat to Egypt. Was this just a one-off deal? Nobody really knows. But it's important that we did do some business. It shows that we're getting a little bit more competitive out there. So I think that helped the wheat market certainly on Friday. We're hanging in here today. If we could see another announcement this week, that would certainly give us cause to think that this wheat market can rally out here. Beans and corn, we're waiting to see what kind of crop progress we see on the harvested acres. I think the corn's going to be right about average. I think beans are still going to be under average, but catching up a bit. Weather this week looks a little bit wetter than we've seen, so that may put a little bit of a dampener on the harvest activity out here. But I think we're still wrestling with the fact that we've got big carryouts. The funds have been on the short side in the bean market. They're long about a little bit of corn out here. The corn seems to be holding in here despite, you know, pretty good size carryout. But the beans, every good rally has been hit with some commercial selling. We still believe that there's a lot of carryout out there, and both the commercials and the funds, I think, want to expand short positions. The funds are short 40 beans, 30,000 contracts of oil. They are long 35 meal, but I think they might want to expand their short meal and bean positions here. We need something to rescue this market. Hopefully, we'll see something positive out here. We don't see any lightening up on the Chinese position at all. They're digging in tougher. We're digging in tougher. So I don't see any resolution here for a while. I just hope that we're not losing, you know, one of our clients in a long-term fashion out here. We saw what happened with the embargo with the Russians back in 79. We virtually not only turned a buyer of our grain away, we turned him into a competitor. So, you know, I'm hoping things get settled to help the American farmer out here. But I don't see any real reason for this market to rally unless we hear something about a set-aside program, unless we see Brazilian weather or South American weather take a really hard hit. Those are all things that could turn the market around on a dime. We don't see that for the time being. So my basic comment would be I think beans can move lower. Hopefully wheat's found a little bit of a bottom in here. And the corn, I think, just kind of treads water until we see what the yields are next month. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.